Tate Collins never expected to meet Miles Archer, drunk and broken, outside her brother's apartment at 3 a.m. Their first encounter, him mistaking her for someone named Rachel, tears streaming down his face, creates an indelible impression that haunts her long after. Despite this inauspicious beginning, an electric attraction crackles between them once Miles sobers up. His striking contradictions mirror his enigmatic personality, strong angular features with unexpectedly soft lips, eyes that shift between warm honey and cold steel. As neighbors in the same upscale building, she a nursing student, he a commercial airline pilot, and her brother's friend, their paths cross frequently, each encounter charged with unspoken possibility. When Tate finally confronts their mutual attraction, Miles establishes non-negotiable boundaries. Don't ask about my past, and never expect a future. The pain behind these conditions is evident, though he refuses to explain. Despite her better judgment, Tate agrees to these harsh terms, convincing herself she can handle a purely physical relationship without falling in love. But as anyone who's experienced powerful attraction knows, emotions don't follow rules, and hearts don't respond to logic, no matter how firmly we try to control them. 6 years earlier, 18-year-old Miles meets Rachel, a new student with striking red hair and green eyes. Their connection is immediate but complicated. Miles' father is dating Rachel's mother. When their parents move in together, they become almost siblings, hiding forbidden feelings. Despite knowing better, they pursue a secret relationship that deepens beyond physical attraction. Miles reflects, "When you like to kiss someone because of who she is, the difference isn't found in the pleasure. The difference is found in the pain you feel when you're not kissing her." When Rachel becomes pregnant, Miles responds maturely by researching family housing, childcare options, and financial aid. Their son Clayton's birth brings a sense of completeness. Tragedy strikes on the drive home from the hospital when a car accident sends them over a bridge. Despite Miles' desperate efforts, he can only save Rachel. Their newborn son drowns. Rachel cries that Miles should have saved their baby instead. Devastated by grief, she leaves 3 weeks later, unable to look at him without being reminded of their loss. In the present, Tate and Miles' relationship grows more complex. Despite his emotional walls, Miles shows unexpected tenderness, giving his expensive coat to a homeless man without seeking recognition and rushing to Tate's side when she fears her brother might be in a plane crash, staying with her through the night. Their physical relationship evolves from purely physical encounters into profound intimacy, though Miles maintains barriers, trailing his fingers along her spine but turning away, holding her while they sleep but leaving before she wakes. These contradictions reach a breaking point. "There's a huge difference between fucking someone and making love to them," Tate declares. "Every time you're inside me, you're making love to me." Her honesty penetrates Miles' defenses, causing him to collapse in tears. Their relationship fractures when Miles accidentally calls Tate by Rachel's name, shattering Tate's hopes and forcing her to confront that she'll never fully have his heart. Throughout the novel, Tate finds an unlikely confidant in Cap, the elderly elevator operator in their building. Despite his gruff exterior, Cap offers profound insights about love from his decades-long affair with a married woman named Wanda. "Love isn't always pretty," he tells Tate. "Sometimes you spend all your time hoping it'll eventually be something different, something better. Then, before you know it, you're back to square one and you lost your heart somewhere along the way." When asked what would make someone never want to experience love again, Cap explains that experiencing the ugliest side of love and losing one's spirit might cause someone to shut down completely. After Cap confronts Miles, Miles finally visits Rachel in Phoenix after nearly 7 years. Rachel explains how grief consumed her until meeting Brad at a support group, who gradually brought light back to her life. She advises, "The pain will never go away, Miles, ever. But if you let yourself love her, you'll only feel it sometimes instead of allowing it to consume your entire life." 2 weeks after their separation, Miles waits 6 hours at Tate's new apartment. When he says, "I miss you," the words carry the weight of everything he's feared feeling. Miles finally reveals his past. "I had a son. He died 6 years ago." He explains that the night they met would have been his son's 6th birthday. 6 months later, Miles surprises Tate with a pre-dawn flight to see a sunrise above the clouds. With Cap accompanying them, they share a moving moment soaring over San Francisco at daybreak. At their special spot on airport grounds, Miles gives Tate both a key to his apartment and an engagement ring. His declaration, "I want your mess. I want your clothes on my bedroom floor," shows his complete acceptance of their shared life. 2 years later, they welcome their daughter, Sam, named after Pap. As Miles holds his newborn, his tears signal the completion of his healing journey, honoring his past while embracing his future. Ugly Love explores how past trauma can prevent new connections. Miles's withdrawal from emotional intimacy, shown through rigid rules and refusal to discuss his past, demonstrates how trauma builds walls around the heart. The novel illustrates the tension between self-protection and self-destruction. Miles's defensive mechanisms, well understandable, become their own prison, as purely physical relationships prevent real healing. Tate's willingness to accept Miles's limitations initially seems like settling, yet her persistence stems from recognizing something in him worth fighting for. Through small moments, a lingering touch, an unguarded smile, she glimpses the man beneath the armor. The novel doesn't suggest love magically erases pain. Miles will always carry the grief of losing his son. Instead, it shows how love helps integrate that pain into a fuller life. As Rachel tells Miles, the pain doesn't disappear, but becomes just one part of life rather than its entirety. The title, Ugly Love, perfectly captures the novel's central theme, that love isn't always pretty or perfect. Through Miles and Tate's tumultuous relationship, we see how love can simultaneously wound and heal. The story explores how past trauma shapes our capacity to connect, the struggle between self-protection and vulnerability, and the interplay of fear and desire. Miles builds emotional walls from devastating loss, while Tate's acceptance of his limitations demonstrates how love often requires compromise and patience. Their journey isn't about finding perfect love, but embracing love's imperfections. Their relationship succeeds because they learn to face pain together, showing how healing comes through confronting wounds with someone who stays despite our brokenness. Ugly Love offers hope that even after life's worst tragedies, happiness remains possible. As Miles finally tells Tate, "I didn't fall in love with you, Tate. I flew." This reveals how love, even after unimaginable loss, can be an ascension rather than a descent.